For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
From the Hensler Financial Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, May 20th, and happy 77th birthday to Cher.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the top stories the Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Georgia Department of Driver Services launches Georgia Digital Driver's License and ID in Apple Wallet. Apartment growth concerning for Cobb School, superintendent says. Former Marietta High School student arrested for having a gun on campus. And an EV company opens a location at the Battery. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Commissioner Spencer R. Moore announced that the Georgia Department of Driver Services will now offer residents the option to add their Georgia-issued driver's license and ID to their iPhone and Apple Watch. This allows customers to securely present their digital license and ID at select Transportation Security Administration checkpoints, including those at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Georgia becomes the largest state to provide this capability, offering an easy and secure way for residents to present their credentials without needing their physical card. Governor Brian Kemp expressed his appreciation for the innovative service and expects it to benefit both Georgians and visitors. To add the digital license or ID, Georgia residents need a compatible iPhone or Apple Watch and follow a simple setup process in Apple Wallet. You can read more about it online at mdjonline.com. The attendance zone for McEachern High School in Powder Springs has historically lacked apartment units. However, the superintendent of Cobb Schools, Chris Ragsdale, discussed changing demographics and the development of 550 apartment units in the area during a Cobb Board of Education work session. Ragsdale expressed concerns about the negative impact of apartments on schools, citing Osborne High School as an example. He mentioned threats to student and staff safety originating from neighboring apartments. Ragsdale acknowledged that the district does not expect zero apartment construction, but emphasized the primarily negative impact on schools and graduation rates, particularly highlighting the issue of transiency. Education consultant James Wilson supported this argument, noting that students in permanent housing tend to have higher test scores compared to those in transient housing. A former student at Marietta High School was arrested on Thursday for possessing marijuana and a handgun on campus. The school's interim principal, Marco Holland, informed MHS families about the incident, stating that a school administrator, in collaboration with the Marietta Police Department school resource officer, detained and searched the individual. The former student was found in possession of marijuana and a handgun, leading to their arrest and charges by the police. In response to the incident, the school increased police presence on campus during dismissal for added student safety. Additional officers will remain on campus next week. Further details regarding the suspect and the incident were not available at the time of the report. Check mdjonline.com for updates as developments unfold. We'll be right back.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know: Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678 ESOG Max.
Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier train comfort specialist.
Swedish electric vehicle maker Polestar has opened a new retail location at The Battery Atlanta. The new space will allow Cobb residents to experience Polestar vehicles firsthand and take test drives with Polestar specialists. Atlanta's existing EV charging infrastructure and growing demand for electric vehicles made it an ideal choice for Polestar's expansion. The new location at 950 Battery Avenue adds to the wide array of shopping and entertainment options at The Battery, a mixed-use development surrounding Truist Park. Polestar, headquartered in Gothenburg, Sweden, aims to accelerate the shift to sustainable mobility through design and technology. Visitors to Polestar Atlanta can test drive the Polestar 2 model and learn about local electric vehicle incentives. The company plans to open more locations in major EV markets across North America. The Grinner's Library in Shaw Park, Northeast Cobb, will be closing on June 17th to make way for the construction of a new library and community center. The new facility, costing $9.8 million, will house the Grinner's Library along with space for the County Parks Department, community meetings, and Cobb Works workforce development programs. Funding for the project comes from county special purpose local option sales tax, state and federal grants, and the county's fund balance. Batson Cook Construction will be the contractor for the design-build project. During the rebuild, patrons can visit the Mountain View Regional Library as an alternative. The new Grinner's Library aims to meet the evolving information needs of the community, focusing on workforce development, job skills, and lifelong learning.
I remember when I was going to prom. I was so excited and I wanted to look my best. It was a big night for me. I had the perfect dress and date, so of course I wanted my hair to be perfect too. There was only one place to go. My mother took me to Elon Salon in Marietta. My stylist took the time to make sure that she knew exactly what I wanted. After our consultation, she cut and colored my hair, and she even did my makeup. I had never felt so pretty. My date was in awe. When it was time for my daughter to go to her prom, there was only one place I was going to take her, Elon Salon. She had the same best experience too. Her stylist cut and colored her hair, and she even got her nails done. She looked so beautiful. I was so proud to be her mom. Elon Salon treated her like a princess. It doesn't have to be prom season to look your best.
Elon Salon, 695 Piedmont Road in Marietta. Also visit elonsalon.com to schedule your appointment and to browse the menu of their services to see how beautiful you want to look. Or give them a call at 770-427-8698. Elon Salon, the hair color specialists.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
The Yarab Shrine Circus is back in Marietta for its 80th year, bringing excitement and entertainment to the community. This long-standing tradition showcases thrilling performances and family-friendly acts that captivate audiences of all ages. In addition, Smyrna presents Food Truck Tuesdays, a delicious event where a variety of food trucks gather to offer a wide range of culinary delights. Perfect opportunity to explore different flavors and indulge in a unique dining experience. All of this brought to you by JRM Management.
Pebblebrook High School senior Ifunanya Obianwu bid farewell to her high school days, reflecting on her achievements and looking ahead to a promising future. The pandemic served as a catalyst for her Ivy League school aspirations, igniting a dream that led her to Princeton University. With hours of daily study, Obianwu dedicated herself to debate club preparation. She chose Princeton for its intimate writing classes and abundant resources for undergraduates. English is her passion, and she envisions a career involving writing, possibly as an attorney or journalist. Debate and sports, including soccer, track and field, and cross country, enriched her high school experience. Obianwu's involvement in her church community and her faith have also been significant. As she prepares to embark on her next chapter, she advises incoming freshmen to remain adaptable and open to change. We'll have more community news after this.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, with a nutrition tip. Many times when we're trying to eat healthier, we think about what foods to remove from our diet, like high-fat foods and foods and beverages that are high in sugar. But we should also be thinking about what to add to our diets, like fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water.
The 33rd Annual Marietta Greek Festival will be held this weekend at the Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church in East Cobb. From Friday to Sunday, the festival will showcase Greek traditions, culture, and food. Attendees can enjoy a wide variety of Greek dishes and drinks, including specialties like chicken organado, souvlaki, spanakopita, gyro wraps, and more. Traditional dances and folk costumes from various regions of Greece will be performed throughout the weekend. Performances will take viewers on a journey through Greek history from the Rhimbetiko period to the Pop period and modern Greek folk dances. A marketplace with vendors offering various items will be available, and church tours will provide insights into the Byzantine-style sanctuaries. Admission is $5 for adults and free for kids 12 and under. Festival hours are Friday 4 to 10:30 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., and Sunday 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pets are not allowed except for service animals. The Valencia Hills Condominium Association honored the firefighters and EMTs of Cobb County Fire Station 19 with a Community Service Award at their annual Homeowners Association meeting. The fire station, located near Valencia Hills, has been quick to respond to emergencies in the community, arriving in under 2 minutes to save lives, assist residents in need, and extinguish fires. They've even assisted in the delivery of a baby. In addition, the team recently participated in a cleanup day organized by the Powers Ferry Corridor Alliance to help keep the area clean. The association expressed gratitude for their dedicated service and recognized their contributions to the Powers Ferry Terrell Mill area of East Cobb. The San Antonio Spurs' potential plans to select Victor Wembanyama in the NBA draft may not be set in stone. G League Ignite player Scoot Henderson, a Kell alum, believes he has a chance to go first overall and is confident in his abilities. The Charlotte Hornets hold the second pick and have the option to choose between Henderson and Alabama's Brandon Miller. While Miller fills a positional need, Henderson believes he can complement Hornet star LaMelo Ball. Both players are determined to make an impact on whichever team selects them. The Hornets face a crucial decision that could greatly impact their future. We'll be back with closing comments after this.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning in to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our financial experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about your community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You can also now listen to other podcasts from the Marietta Daily Journal's sister publications across Metro Atlanta: the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News, and the Northside Neighbor.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Jinrei Zhang, video producer. All rights reserved.